Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. This is where you can drive your car to Happy Valley for a game, and an RV is all set up and waiting for you. No hassling with parking. A shuttle will take you to and from the game. Tailgate all weekend. For more information, you could go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467. Quarter number one of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He is Thomas Frank Carr. T. Frank, Penn State is back on the winning track, 31-14 win over Maryland, and it was really the Jahan Dotson show, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was entirely the decision of Maryland. Well, we talked about at the end of the show last week when I said, you know, from what I've seen, what they want to be is they want to be a man coverage team, and they want to pressure the quarterback. And they were kind of borrowing some of the same things that Ohio State was doing as far as putting pressure on Sean Clifford with blitzes and with overloads and making sure that he felt the pressure. The difference was Ohio State was playing, you know, softer off coverage. They weren't just giving you man coverage routes within 3 yards to get separation. And Penn State said, okay, we'll take it. And Jahan Dotson, that's his game. What you saw is his game. Route runner, get him some separation, allow him to operate in space, and he is more fluid, and he is faster than most people around him. It set up perfectly for that to happen. The only question was Maryland going to do that? And they did. That was the part that blew my mind. They did that. That was their decision. So, you know, that's what the game came down to.
It leads to a couple questions, T. Frank. First of all, the biggest one is why. But before you go down that path for me, I've seen other games. Now, a guy who, as much as I love Jahan Dotson, there's this guy at Purdue by the name of David Bell, who was also pretty good. A few weeks back, Purdue beat Iowa. That was after Penn State lost to Iowa. It was a game a lot of Penn State fans were interested in, so I watched that game closely. And it seemed like Iowa was doing the same thing with David Bell. Only one guy covering him, no safety help behind them. My question, what are these defenses thinking when that's their scheme against these guys who are obviously so dangerous?
So, first thing, I actually haven't watched because Penn State's not playing Purdue, and I have to watch the games I can watch. So I haven't seen that one. So I don't know exactly what happened in that game. But for Maryland, speaking on what I've seen is, it's what they want to be. So they want to be the team, and this is kind of the athletes they have at corners. They want to be that splash team. They want to be the superstar team with pressure and lockdown corners. And some teams, that's just the decision they want to make. I don't understand if you're Maryland, and I understand if you're Mike Locksley and you're recruiting very good football players at positions at certain, like he's been hitting more than previous Maryland coaches in recruiting and getting athletes in the secondary, but not enough to run that system. You need athletes across the board. Penn State's more set up to run press man coverage on every single play, and they don't because it is, I mean, Ohio State did it for a while, and even they're not doing it now. Michigan tried to do it against Ohio State, and they gave up 66 points a game. So in college specifically, it's just hard unless you are an elite recruiting team to do that. And the other thing is, sometimes, even if you're great at football, in man coverage, sometimes you just get beat. You don't win 100% of the reps. So for Maryland to do that, and I'm characterizing it as they only played man coverage, they did not. The 86-yard touchdown to Jahan Dotson was against zone coverage. They also just were bad at that, too. So I think for Maryland, it's that they don't really have a clear path forward based on their personnel. They're not great pass rushers. They're not great run stuffers. One of the things they have is they do have some athleticism at corner and safety, and they tried to pit that against Penn State's athletes, and it didn't work.
Well, if you're covering Jahan Dotson, the zone play, the 85-yard one, you still have to have everybody saying, wait a minute, that's Jahan Dotson. I better keep an eye on him. And
yeah,
they seem to think he was just your normal run-of-the-mill receiver that you didn't have to worry about. I would think a defense every play.
So just a quick breakdown on that play, too. To your point, just a quick breakdown on that play. Like Illinois, on that play, Parker Washington goes in motion, and they send a player with him. They're trying to mimic that to get Penn State to run a man coverage system. Well, Jahan Dotson runs an underneath shallow crosser. That's what he's running. That's a man coverage route. Nobody touches him. Nobody gets a hand on him. None of the linebackers do anything because they're just sitting in coverage. And all of a sudden, he breaks up field. So Penn State knew what was coming because, hey, again, this is the whole thing about Mike Yurcich, and I did not think they were going to let the Illinois game stand. Okay, so if you're going to do that and you're going to motion into zone and you're taking an athlete away from that area, we are just going to beat you then. Like, we're going to assume that we're going to do some we're going to have an option route in there for Jahan Dotson to then go upfield. So, again, when you talk about adjustments, systems, and schemes, Penn State got them. And the other thing is, in that particular coverage, there's supposed to be at least a linebacker that goes deep with anybody. Nobody moved. Nobody moved. So on a couple of different levels, it was a great play by Penn State specifically. And then, of course, Jahan Dotson makes the great play as well. So, they didn't treat Jahan Dotson like anything other than another receiver in that situation.
And that's obviously a mistake. T. Frank, we usually spend a disproportionate amount of time focusing on the offense, so maybe we'll get back to it. I want to shift to the defense so that we don't shortchange it for a change. I want to start at the defensive line, where it's now been a couple games without P.J. Mustafa, and I think we often forget there's also more guys. Adisa Isaac is gone from the beginning of the season. They've been without Akeem Beeman. And in this game, they were without Jesse Luceda. So, first of all, what difference did it make not having Luceda around? But also, how about these guys who are now filling in for P.J. Mustafa? Are you seeing an improvement there as they progress?
It can be hit or miss. I thought there were more running lanes than previously, especially against Ohio State. But the main goal for them at this point in the season is maybe not win all your reps and be dominant penetrators, but just make sure Brandon Smith and Ellis Brooks are clean and they can get to the football. And that happened. Penn State was good enough in run defense. Brandon Smith's actually taken a step forward. And I know part of it is the two teams he's playing are spread teams that are more about space and speed, which is his game. So that'll be something looking forward against this Michigan team. They are not that, despite the fact they line up with the shotgun. So that's going to be an interesting situation to see if he does keep some of those characteristics of the last 2 weeks of how he's played well against the run. But there was more running room than I was expecting against Maryland for those young defensive tackles. But they played reasonably well. They played well enough that Maryland was able to convert short yardage, but they generally were not hitting big runs or gashing Penn State for big plays. And then in this particular game, when Maryland runs for 48 yards, Jesse Luceda is a really good run-stuffing, penetrating defensive end that sets the edge and slips blocks, gets into the backfield. What he isn't is a dominant pass rusher. He still is learning how to play with leverage and strength and use all his length as a pass rusher to bend the edge to the quarterback or get quick wins inside, outside, some of those pass rushing moves, be decisive in that area. So not having him in this game just meant that he had one less body out there. I didn't expect him to have a particularly strong game against a team that throws the ball in under 2.5 seconds most of the time. Penn State was able to get their pressure through blitzes and timely stunts and things like that. But that's a problem going forward, that even with Luceda healthy on the field, there has not been a solution to that other than blitzing with Ellis Brooks, who's been pretty good at that. So losing Luceda in this game for the type of game it was not as big of a deal. It will be going forward if he's not on the field.
All right, we'll talk about going forward in the next segment. The other group that I wanted to talk to you about are the safeties. And this was Jair Brown's big game. He had a fumble recovery. Of course, late in the game, he had the interception and pick six. Between Brisker and Brown, it seems like they just keep making big plays when they're needed. They've combined now for six interceptions, three fumble recoveries. How good are they, as good as I think they are? And how much difference does that make for a defense like Penn State's?
Yeah, and Brisker, by the way, had an interception that was nullified by the penalty, so he got in on the action too. They are almost as good as you think they are. I'd say that Jair Brown has been a little bit up and down, but he's turned it around recently. And they complement each other really well. Now, Brisker can do a little bit of everything. He's more of the matchup player. And you can deploy him at every level of the defense with his speed, his physicality, and his ability to get to the football. But the thing that is different about them is that they have anticipation skills at the football. The game-sealing interception, I was looking at this, and red zone defense can be pretty tough to diagnose, even if you have the All-22, even if you're experienced in all these things. It's ambiguous in the coverage by design. That's why red zone offense is harder, because it's not as clear of a picture. You don't have to have somebody covering 20, 30 yards. He makes a break on the ball almost immediately at the snap, and I'm fairly certain that was not his guy. He was the free player in that situation to go make a play, and instead of waiting and hesitating and covering his, you know, middle ground based on the alignment, I think he was the free player, and he made the play of the game. It was an amazing jump on the football. The anticipation, the ability to read the quarterback, to know the alignments and what you're doing, and anticipate what the quarterback is about to do. That's what he did on that play, and he got 7 points out of it. And the same thing is true about Brisker. His ability to diagnose the play and the formation. I talked to him a couple weeks ago after practice one time, and I said, "Do you feel like you're in the head of the offensive coordinator? Do you feel like you get a personality of each guy?" And he's like, "Yeah, you can see it all coming when you watch film." So these guys are not only athletic, but they're incredibly intelligent, and they put in the work to be difference makers. This is what you want in zone coverage. You can get these big plays if you got guys that are anticipating the snap, know what they're looking at, and can go get it. So yes, they are almost as good, because some of those turnovers are luck. Like the ball bouncing off the running back's face mask, kind of got that. That's a freebie. That's another miracle freebie in the red zone for the Penn State defense.
Sure, that's going to happen on some turnovers, but you gave a excellent description where we see these guys. You can see they're anticipating plays. They have knowledge, whether, you know, which from the film or just instinct after playing the position for so many years. All right, T. Frank, that is it for quarter number one. Quarter number two, we're going to look ahead to Michigan. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.